Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling on behalf of the city of Greenwood Springs, and we're just conducting a survey to our voters about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Can you be so kind, share your opinion? I'll be brief. Do you live in the city of Greenwood Springs?
I do.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, are you registered to vote at these addresses in Colorado?
Yes, I am.
You are registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, registered as an independent, not affiliated with either party?
Democrat.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Overall, how would you rate the quality of life of Greenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And is your opinion of the Greenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative?
Neutral.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall quality of condition of the streets and roads in Greenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
Thank you. And I appreciate your patience on the line. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job of keeping them in good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. No repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition. Which one applies to the road?
The second choice.
Thank you. They've
done repairs, but more is needed.
How would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Greenwood Springs, given the level of service provided by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat too high, about right, a bit low?
Probably below. I think we
could
pay more in taxes.
Thank you, ma'am. As you may have heard or read, the city of Greenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November, asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local 1.5 cents sales tax that generates money for streets, maintenance, and repair. Please cast your vote as a yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option number one, we'll vote yes or no to renew the half-cent sales tax and add an additional half-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed. Would you vote yes or no on that one?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, option two. Would you vote yes or no, renew the half-cent sales tax and add an additional quarter of a cent to total of three-quarters of a cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, option three, would you vote yes or no to continue the half-cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city streets and road maintenance? Yes or no?
Yes.
And next, do you agree or disagree with the statements that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city put forth this November might make? Now, here's the first one. Taxes are high enough already. We cannot trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, lastly, here's a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repairs might make. Can you please rate each as a very persuasive reason to vote yes on sales tax ballot, or somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all? A significant proportion of the sales tax money for Greenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchase here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute. Barry, so what? Not persuasive at all.
I am not sure.
We can move on. Yes, ma'am?
Can you read it again?
Of course. Now, remember, this is the statement that supporters have made, okay? The question is, you think that's a very persuasive reason to vote yes, a somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all, okay? Now, here's the first one. A significant proportion of this sales tax money for Greenwood Springs Road is paid by non-residents who make purchase here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute. Is that a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive at all?
Not persuasive. I mean, that's true anywhere.
Understood. 100% of 100% of all money raised by the street sales tax goes towards maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to another to other issues. I'm sorry. Is that a very persuasive reason to vote yes on this one? Somewhat, yeah.
That would be a pervasive reason, yes.
Now, since the cost of construction materials for road repairs is up significantly since voters last approved the half-cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a one-quarter-cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done. Is that a very persuasive, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Very persuasive.
And Glenwood Springs weather is tough on the roads. So we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. Barry, somewhat or not at all?
Very persuasive.
Okay. Therefore, one sales tax auction provides additional money to do full roadway and under the streets infrastructure repairs all at once. So that when the streets are turned up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced. Barry, so what? No, not at all.
Barry, that's okay. Barry.
And voting yes to increase sales tax about its current half cents level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. Barry?
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay. By voting yes for the full one-cent sales tax, the future costs of replacing aging, leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Greenwood Springs who drive on our streets. Barry, somewhat or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. And voting yes for a full one-cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement on the streets, on the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on the larger portion of the streets, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary. Barry, so what? Not at all.
Barry.
Okay. The city's public works department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. Barry, so what? Or not persuasive at all?
Somewhat.
Okay, and unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. Barry, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay, I haven't heard all this information on both sides. How would you vote yes or no? Each of the following auctions. Auction one, to renew the half sales tax, to renew the half a cent sales tax and add additional half cents for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface and repairs for the next 20 years, as well as proper costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement on the street is needed. Would you vote yes or no?
I'd vote yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am, and I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, option two, to renew the half cent sales tax and add an additional quarter of a cent to total of 0.75 cents to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years. Yes or no on that one?
Yes.
Okay, to continue the half cent sales tax for 20 years, the funds of city streets and road maintenance, yes or no?
Yes.
And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax, will you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up the road repair and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than the future rising prices? Will you support or oppose that?
I guess I support it.
Okay. And what is your gender, male or female?
Female.
Okay. Can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
55 to 64.
Thank you, ma'am. And how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, or more than 30?
6 to 10.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and very kind again from your part to take your time to help me. This concludes the survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.